Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. I'm so happy you could join me today, and I'll start right away with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Namo I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. It's within all of us and all around us. We are all completely hooked up and connected to all that is. So, oh my goodness, so much stuff going on out in the world. And so I decided, my eyes fell upon my Voyager Tarot deck, and I decided to draw a card. And what I sat and meditated on is the world, also, and myself, but just the world, really. And so this is kind of interesting. The card that I drew was Fear, Seven of Cups. So I'm going to read that, and then I'll talk about that. Fear is symbolized by the passing of water and the wave of nausea that accompany fright, anxiety, worry, or terror. Fearful, you close up and hide, become emotionally withdrawn and unexpressive. You begin to see or invent piranha, lions, insects, sea monsters, prickly cacti, lurking men, snakes, and tidal waves everywhere. That's the pictures on the card mentioning that. You grow phobic or paranoid. Orchids turn into attacking monsters. Your fears get buried in your subconscious and manifest themselves as bad dreams and nightmares. As in dealing with anger, you can convert the red adrenaline of fear into energy, alertness, and action. The large incense burner symbolizes your gathering of courage to smoke out fears. So I kind of laughed when I pulled this card, and I thought it was actually super right on with what's going on out in our world right now. And certainly, even as I read that, I could just really relate to it, because even though I really sincerely don't feel fearful about what's happening in the world, I guess for me, I'm clearing out some of that final self-love or self-hate stuff, clearing that out, insecurity stuff. And so that's where my little fears pop up here and there, you know, that my husband's going to leave me or whatever, even though he is completely committed and we've been together over 25 years and have a really fabulous relationship. But it's interesting how that still kind of pops up for me. And so anyway, in terms of the world, which of course we all reflect on some level, there's all so much stuff going on the political scene. There's, you know, the whatever terrorist, if you want to call it that, or, you know, basically it just seems as though we're in a big old Armageddon right now. You know, it's affecting everyone and people, you can feel the energy. And so it's interesting to watch how people react, different people. Some people focus on it all the time, and it's kind of almost like whipping up this frenzy of fear and terror. Some people just totally ignore the whole thing. And in fact, some people who, you know, they're on a spiritual path or whatever, it's almost like it's not okay to even acknowledge it. But anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, everybody has their own path and their own way of dealing with stuff that's going on out there. So, but really what the angels want us to know is that it's all good. It really is this huge healing crisis that's happening right now. And that all the shit and crappy stuff and ugly, horrible stuff. I keep seeing this image of a big pussy, horrible wound that's just like erupting. And then basically it's in its healing crisis phase. And that's really kind of what the world feels like right now and what's going on right now is there's this element of just like horrible, ugly, and that it's bubbling and coming out into the light. The racism, the here we're having a woman run for president, the misogyny, the hate that's going on, you know. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people who don't like Hillary Clinton just because of her policies and whatever, but I think a lot of that is influenced by the fact that she's a strong woman. So anyway, it's interesting times right now. A lot of crazy shit happening. And so the angels are saying, you know, if you want to be in it, that's your choice, you know. If you want to try to figure out how to manage it so you're not so in it, find what brings joy for you. What is it, you know? Maybe it's one day you got to just watch a funny movie. Maybe another day you're going to go have an ice cream cone. Maybe another day it's going on a nice walk. Maybe it's all three on the same day. Maybe it's go dancing. Maybe it's read a funny book. One of the things I've noticed about myself is because I'm super empathic, I find that if I am watching a movie or I'm reading a book or whatever, where I'm starting to feel this kind of downcast, powerful feeling in my body, where I can feel this kind of sinking, then I know, okay, that's not for me right now. I stop reading that book, stop watching that movie, stop whatever it is, you know. So just cultivating a little awareness around that and kind of what makes you feel good, you know. I mean, I get it, especially as a former human resource professional. I used to watch people, they'd come and talk to me about stuff that's going on in their life, and I would feel bad for them. But then after a while, I started seeing patterns in certain people, and it was like they got a lot of juice out of tragedy and despair and all this crazy horribleness going on in their life. And so, you know, maybe that's what works for you. So have at it. I mean, it's everybody's path is different. And so it doesn't matter, you know. Anyway, so the angels. Okay, also, I'm going to talk a little bit today about my dear friend and mentor, Michael J. Lincoln, formerly known as Narayan Singh Khalsa. He is a dear assistant who sells all his books for him. Denny has put up a GoFundMe website for him to raise money for his health issues. And I'm really excited. It's such a great way for people to be able to contribute. I mean, you can put in $5 if you want. If you're able, you can put in more. I mean, it's a really, you know, it's really kind of, the angels are saying it's really a lovely wave of helping out in the world now, a way to support, you know, a way to help people. But it's hard for people to ask. It's really, really hard for people to ask for help. And anyway, this is an awesome, awesome opportunity. There's many, many, there are many, many Michael J. Lincoln fans out there who he has helped so, so many people, and he's now 82, and he's just dealing with some stuff, and it will be super wonderful for him to not have to worry about having things taken care of for him. You know, it's a way to give back. So I'm highly and heavily promoting that. So that's that. Anyway, a lot of healing, powerful energy right now within ourselves and certainly within the world. And, oh my, it can be exhausting too, you know. So really listen to yourself. And if you feel like you need to take a nap, you know, take a nap if you can. If you're at a regular job, you know, instead of going out to lunch, you know, just to have a little something to eat and go take a nap in your car or something, or if you can lay down in your office, if you have an office. It's just a lot going on right now. And it's really good to honor those feelings you're having. it doesn't do any of us any good to just keep plowing on through and just pushing. I know it's easy to say, anyway, just take care of yourselves and do whatever it is. You know, maybe it's just a 5 minute close your door for a few minutes and just take a little break from a lot of people, you know, whatever it is. Quick walk around the block or something. Michael always talked about tiny targets. And so, you know, just get a tiny target of what you can manage that won't stress you out. Because sometimes I've noticed when I was fully immersed in work, it was almost like to try to take a lunch or a break, I felt more stressed out because I knew how much work I had to do. So, you know, just trying to manage it within those parameters. Okay, angels, what else other stuff is going on that I need to talk about today? I have about 4 minutes left, and they're wanting me to do a chant for miracles, and just really helps us kind of just trust that it will all be okay, and it really will be. Just taking that little step at a time. Dun dun ram das guru jinasidya tenesavariya puri hoe karamat apasura jinahare daria sikhi ate sangati parabrahmakar namasakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana paravariya jini tu sevya bokara setu dipara utariya lava lova kama krodha maho marakade tu disa paravariya Dana sotera tonahe, sachatera pesakaria, nanakatula henatu he, guru amaratu vicharia, guru ditatamana sadaria, guru ditatamana sadaria. Oh, fabulous, fabulous humans and amazing angels and just all of our wonderful beings who we are. The angels want us to know that they hope that we can get our eyes so wide open that we can see how amazing and wonderful and beautiful we all are. And, you know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, you see people out there who seem to be kind of full of themselves. And so, you know, our society is kind of down on that, right? So I've often wondered that really maybe they're really insecure and it's one of those like trying to declare it so much to convince themselves. And you know what? There's a lot of privilege out there too of people who just are used to getting their own way and they want it at all costs. And you know, that's kind of stuff's busting up now too and being made aware, being brought out to the light. There's just a lot of big shifting going on, a lot of change, a lot of adjusting. And so just really, you know, the angels have shown me an image of you're driving in a car and you're going fast and you don't see the details. You're riding your bike and you see, oh yeah, you see some of the details now. Oh, there's some flowers. Whoop, I'm gone, you know, blah, blah, that kind of thing. But let's say you're walking. So it's kind of about doing maybe a little more walking. And, you know, they're speaking, you know, figuratively as well. And it's about noticing those flowers. Maybe you stop and you smell it. Maybe you stop and see the details of it. Maybe you're looking at a blade of grass. Maybe you see a little bug, you know, walking down the sidewalk or the dirt with you. Anyway, noticing the little things and looking for the signs, you know. Being aware and just opening your eyes. Now, granted, this isn't for everybody. Everybody's got their own path of what works for you. But if you're looking to get out of the fear and you're looking to get move away from that and just manage it, you know, it's kind of like you can recognize there's a lot of fear and craziness out there and then be kind of, you know, not in it. You know, it's almost like you could be you're sitting on the cloud of it, but it's not sucking you in. So anyway, finding your joy, finding your love, you know, and again, if your joy is being immersed in all that fear and angst and that's what makes you feel good, then have at it, you know, why not? Anyway, so end of the show now, and it's been a pleasure to be here. I mean, frankly, I still don't know if anyone ever listens to this, but oh well. I listen to it, and many blessings. And you know what? We're just sending the love. The angels and I are here for the world, and this is our joy and pleasure. Many blessings and much love to you all.